18 minutes after 4 in downtown, presented by Hollywood Casino Hotel and Raceway. 500 Main Street in downtown Bangor, the home of the Celebrity Bar and Grill. Rich Kimble, Brian Stackpole here with you till 6 o'clock on the Pulse AM 620 WZON. Time to check in on the Tiller and Rye telephone line with, I said it earlier, local legend, statewide legend, the dean of television sportscasters in Eastern Maine, Tim Throckmorton of WABI TV Channel 5. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Rich. Good to hear from you again.
I know. I haven't seen you since, last week across the street from my house.
Yeah, that was good. That was fun at Jesse Spears' house. Yeah, I guess I thought of that as the Rich Kimble neighborhood, but I think it might be the Jesse Spears neighborhood.
Yeah, my time has passed. I didn't even have a time. Who am I kidding? It's Jesse's neighborhood.
No, my God. Living legend.
Yeah.
We're all riding George Hale's coattails anyway.
Well, so. You know, and then the best part of that is he's likely to outlive all of us.
Yeah, he is. I don't know what's going to stop him.
Well, nothing. He broke his shoulder or something, and I'm reading social media today. He's like, I got a broken wing, and I'm still working out at the track today.
Okay. I know.
Okay.
It's crazy. And nobody knows what age. You know, actually, when we first started working at WABI Radio, he looks better than he did then.
He does.
And that was, 30-whatever years ago.
I remember when I started there, I asked somebody, how old is George Hale? Because like everybody else in Eastern Maine, I've been listening to him pretty much since birth, and they told me, and I said, no, he's got to be older than that. But you're right. No, he looks much better now.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of us, well, I don't know.
He's living large.
He is, no doubt about it. Well, last night we were all reminiscing online about a former WABI TV reporter who was handling the Republican presidential forum last night, our old friend Jack Heath.
Jack Heath, yeah. Reporter here for a couple of years with high aspirations. And, I thought he would run for political office at some point, but I don't know if he has ever done that. But he's a sharp dude.
Yeah, he had that. He had the look. He had the personality. And now he's
in New Hampshire. Well, the personality. I won't go into detail on that. But he did have the political personality.
Absolutely.
Whatever that means.
Hey, let's talk about what's going on here in the sports world. In the summertime, as things slow down and we focus a bit more on the local stuff, the GBO and Jesse Spears and that great story, and the story of his best buddy, John McClain, who took the title away from him. But now eyes are over on Mansfield Stadium. The Senior Little League World Series is back in town. Have you been over there yet to check any of it out?
I have. Went Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and Eric's over there now. And shooting the next couple of games, but good for Old Town. Spreading the wealth. Bangor's had a chance many times in the 14 years to play in it. The old Orono Vizi team did. Hamden has done so. And Old Town having a chance this year, they are so excited to be there. And they played very well last night, yesterday afternoon. And come from behind win, good for them. Hats off. Never been there before, didn't know what to expect, and then they just answer the bell.
And I think that's a good thing for the tournament, too, that you want to get more teams involved, and that makes it more of a regional thing and not just a Bangor tournament.
No, that's very true. It's the different coaches get to be in it, and different youth programs are represented. Good for them. And, the coolest thing, though, is that I was mentioned on the air last night that when this thing first started, I remember the Bangor team a couple of times in there. If they could be within a couple of runs of Canada in the early years. And then I don't know why, but I think the baseball around here has really blossomed because of the aspirations of being in this tournament. They're very competitive now, and they're winning games every year. And, of course, 3 or 4 years ago, they made the championship game.
I think that's a great point for kids of that age, and they know that's something for them to watch. You see a lot of little kids over there, and they've got stars in their eyes thinking, boy, when I'm that age, I'd love to play in a World Series right here in my neighborhood. That would be awesome.
Yeah, and I think this group of 9 and 10-year-olds, this group that are 15 and 16 now from Old Town, I think they actually, the kids and the coaches in one of the post-year breakup meetings, they decided that they wanted to play in it as little kids. And so, it's when you put your mind to it and work out towards such things. Anything is possible. Good for Old Town. I'm really happy for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it won't be too long now that high school teams get back out and kick off preseason for their fall athletic seasons. Maine football getting underway next week. Husson getting ready to get started. It's a fun time of year. I love the fall. I love everything going on at once. And for people in sports, I don't think it gets any better than the fall season.
It does. You know, fall sports, and then, you know, you have your Friday football, you have your Saturday football, and then you have your Sunday football. And it's your leaves don't get raked at all because there's so much football to watch. If you don't like football, then the fall can be a little long if you're a sports fan. Just because there's just so many events that take place around football. But you're right. I like if winter, the depths of winter didn't follow fall, I would like fall a lot
well,
more.
Exactly, yeah. Both the teams, both Maine and Husson, with some high hopes for the coming season.
I think so, yeah. I agree. You know, quarterback-driven football, the better, the higher level of football, the more important it is to have a good quarterback. And when you're turning over and getting the new guy in there, sometimes the growing is a little longer. The growing pains, and I think they have some reason to be optimistic today, and Husson as well. The whole team's back, and they went to the NCAA playoffs last year, so that should be fun to watch those. And of course, my son plays for Husson, so really excited to watch the Eagles as well.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And did I see your daughter got a new job too?
She did. She's working in North Carolina. And it's 95 every day, and it's a big adjustment just to get used to that.
Man.
Yeah. Hillary's down there working for a public relations firm.
How'd that happen? You're too young to have a child that old.
Well, I got two more young ones now, too, as my stepkids. So I'm trying to stay young like you, Rich.
Yeah, that's the key right there. I don't ever use the phrase like me, because that's destined for failure.
No, if I can be like you, Rich, I'll be doing fine.
Oh, I dragged you into this foolish business all those years ago.
You did. You did. I'm here only because of you.
Wow. I'm so sorry. I'll make it up to you. I promise, somehow along the way. Actually,
in the exact same room that I started in.
See, I've come far. I've crossed town.
It's just a lot less smoky in here.
Oh, God, yes, those days. Good Lord. Take 5 years off our life walking into one of those studios back in the 80s.
Oh, gosh.
All right, now let's talk about how I'm going to help repay you for getting you into the business, and that is by inviting you, and I'm going to do it right here on the air, to participate in this year's second annual Downtown Rap Battle. We know you've got crazy mad skills.
Oh, I'm in, Rich. You know, an invitation from you on that. I heard it last year. I heard some of Brian Sullivan's rapping, and I think I want to take a shot at it.
Nice. Do you have a particular?
Yeah. Oh, and on my son Ellis, I hope he's not listening to this because he would try to talk me out of it. I have seen vines of him rapping at Patty Murphy's.
Oh, wow.
On karaoke night, and I think I can make a shot at
nice.
At some of that. Yeah, I can do it.
Do you have a particular style that you would go
with? It's in the blood. I've seen him rapping on the vine.
Oh, there you go. Are you an East Coast, a West Coast rapper?
Well, you know, I'm not sure what kind of rapper I am. Well, you'll have to decide when you get.
All right, well, we look forward to having you in the competition. It gets underway in, less than 2 weeks. Stack's going to give you all the details, and then we look forward to hearing your skills.
You got it. All I'm right. In. This is going to be great.
Excellent. Hey, thanks, Tim. Good talking with you.
Thanks, Rich. Good talking to you.
We'll see you soon. Tim Throckmorton, WABI TV 5.